I don't have something particularly memorable, but I guess it will be the time when I was in secondary school, because even though I study in St. Paul Secondary School, and even though it is an EMI secondary school, but we, you know, among students, we don't really speak in English with each other. So at that time, when DSZ was about to approach, we, among the students, we organized like a club, and we initiate talking, speaking in English among each other. So I guess that was quite an memorable experience because we initiated that. And yeah.
What about when you're in primary school, because you entered the Hong Kong education system in what, P3, right?
Yeah.
So when you came to Hong Kong, was there a difference between the English that you may or may not have learnt on the mainland and then what you're required to learn in a Hong Kong school?
Actually, I did not study in that kind of local school in mainland China. I studied in the so-called international school, but you know, back when I was a kid, the international school wasn't that international. So I didn't even know how to spell thank you back when I was in like primary three. So when I came to Hong Kong, I didn't encounter so much difficulty because the English standard in my primary school isn't that high at that time. So I guess everything just went smoothly. And I'm sorry, I forgot your question. What did you ask?
What was it like making the transition from the mainland to Hong Kong? It seems like it was okay.
It was okay, but it was until when I went to like secondary school, I realized how good others' English are. So I started to work hard on that. Yeah.
And let's talk about reading. Do you have any memorable reading experiences in English?
Not particularly. You know, we just read those boring stuffs provided by our school, so not something, nothing special, actually.
Do you like to read in English?
No, not particularly. Usually school requires us to read those English literature, those famous readings written by really famous like authors, but I usually just skip those readings.
So if you were to read, would you read in prefer Chinese or English?
For leisure activities, I prefer reading in Chinese. But for academic stuff, we have to read in English, so yeah.
So let's talk about your studies here at university. How important is English for what you're doing?
It's definitely important because all our readings are in English and the teaching media is in English, so it's definitely important.
And after you graduate, how do you imagine using English in the future?
I guess it depends on what company I will work for. Like for those foreign companies, I guess I will be using English a lot because there will be a lot of foreigners. But for those small companies, I guess the major communication language will be in Chinese. But still, maybe I will use English occasionally for like for those paperwork, I guess.